should calling someone fat be made illegal at the minute under the Equalities Act? It's against the law to discriminate against anyone on their race, their gender, sexual orientation, age, disability. Well, now a group of MPs want to make it a punishable offence to victimise someone because of their weight. Now, has the PC brigade gone too far? What's next? Stop people calling people fat, then start banning it because they're too short, too lanky, too skinny. Commentator Fionnuala Meredith with us this morning. Morning, Fionnuala.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Catherine Zadesky, size acceptance campaigner. Morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think, Fionnuala?
I just think it's going too far, Stephen. I certainly think that you shouldn't discriminate against fat people because they're fat. They certainly should not be victimised or subject to any kind of harassment. But if you start putting it in law, you start calling it a hate crime, it takes it too far. It becomes absurd. So, for example, a doctor telling an obese patient that they need to lose weight in this circumstance could be guilty of a hate crime.
Catherine?
Well, of course it's a hate crime. I mean, come on. If you're going to be talking about anybody in disparaging terms simply because you want to make a point about their appearance, I think then it is a hate crime, isn't it? It is. I mean, not that I'm in favour of throwing people into prison for calling people fat or whatever, but I do think what it does by having a sort of law that says this, and this is true with other people who've been put in the same category in the Equalities Bill, is that it creates a bit of a more level playing ground where this kind of thing is stopped at its source. For example, in the actual playground, in a children's playground, it's quite permissible at the moment to call other kids fat. And this report, if you've read it or not, but it's 80 pages, it really goes into depth about the idea of body image and what body image does to people when they have a negative body image and feel that somehow they're unacceptable. And name-calling is wrong, simple and plain.
So you want to criminalise it, Catherine? You want to criminalise...
Well, to be honest with you, it doesn't... I mean, no
A 12-year-old child calling someone else fat in the playground gets a criminal record, is that right?
No, so far, no one's been put in prison for calling someone that has a disability, that they have a disability. What it does is it creates a bit of seriousness about this, because it is a serious matter. It is a serious matter. I'm not saying people should be put in prison, of course not, but it just gives people a bit of an edge. I don't think it's right to be able to call a kid fat. I don't think it's right to call anybody fat and laugh at them and make jokes about them, because it puts people in a position where they question how they look, and they look at themselves and they think, well, therefore I'm not as valuable as everybody else.
Fionnuala?
Because I'm large, because I'm fat. And what it really talks about in this report, it goes in depth about things like anorexia and how easy it is to tip a child over into anorexia when you start calling them fat,
Fionnuala?
Even if they're not fat.
Absolutely, there are huge concerns around body image and self-esteem, particularly among young girls, and that's something that really worries me. But I don't think this is the way to deal with it. It's far too crude and heavy.
Well, how would you?
How would you
deal with it? What else are you going to do? You're going to say, please don't call us, please be nice to young girls. They're not going to do it, are they? They're not going to say, suddenly...
It's not the way to deal with it. I'm not going to claim I have all the solutions, but bringing in a law and criminalising people for calling someone else fat, or, as it's put in the report, drawing attention to their weight or size, is not going to fix this hugely complex issue.
Well, it works for some other people. It's worked for age. It's worked for sexual orientation. It's worked for all kinds of other things. It works. It works. People no longer...
The difference with those categories, age, sexual orientation, disability, race and so on, is that they are something that... It's innate. It's what those categories that those people are in. The difference with obesity is you can do something about it.
Really? Well, that report addresses that as well, because that's actually one of the biggest problems that we have, is that everybody looks at someone with a larger body and says, somehow, you can be a smaller person overnight. Now, if that was true...
That's a ridiculous exaggeration.
One second, please. If that was true, don't you think we would have done it? Do you think every fat person gets up in the morning and says, oh, great, I'm still fat, isn't that wonderful? No, there are a lot of people out there...
And white scenario, of course.
There are a lot of people struggling out there.
Complex. It's
exactly. It is complex. But why not create a little...
Don't reduce it to a black and white scenario. Of course I don't think that fat people can just say, oh, I don't want to be fat tomorrow and then instantly lose weight. Of course not. There are all sorts of psychological issues. I'm very well aware of that. But again, going back to using a law like this will not fix the problem.
So it's okay to abuse it. It's okay to say, you're fat, isn't that funny, isn't it a joke? It's okay to do that.
That's nonsensical. You know I have...
How are you going to stop it? How are you going to stop it?
At the top of this interview, I said very clearly, it's never right to victimise or harass someone.
Well, unless you say it's not okay, unless you put in some kind of place a code of behaviour, people are going to continue because this is what is happening. You've got to face the reality of what's happening out there. People are being laughed at, abused. And what it's doing, I mean, take that terrible story about Georgia Davis. It drove her back into her home. She didn't want to leave her house. And that is so true of so many people who become slightly larger. And they get larger and larger and larger. And it's a much bigger problem. We can't have people being driven back into their homes simply because they're being laughed at. We must stop that. It's got to be stopped. I mean, I agree with you. You know, maybe there's a better tool than a law, but you find me one. It's worked for gay people. It's worked for religious groups. It's worked for all kinds of different things. Why can't it work for larger people?
Here's the number this morning, 0845955678. You might be wondering to yourself today, Catherine, many people might be wondering how we all protected ourselves for many years, for decades. We fought for ourselves. We didn't need laws behind us. For goodness sake, if you're fat and somebody ridicules you, you tell them to shut up.
That can happen once, twice, maybe 1,000 times. But after a while, you think, you know what, I just don't want to face it today, and you stay indoors. And this is why I brought up the Georgia Davis stories, because this is a classic situation where this has happened to a 19-year-old. I mean, tell me what you do about the 277 suicides we get every year for under 16 children, and a lot of them citing body image bullying for the reason why they feel they don't want to live anymore. This is really serious stuff. This is not just...
It's a much wider societal problem. It's a huge, deeply ingrained societal problem.
Absolutely.
Exactly. But how do we deal with it? I don't have all the answers. I know a law like this isn't the way to deal with it, because of the blunderbuss effect.
And well, it's worked for other people. Why can't it work in this sector?
Here's Jim. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen. I've never laughed as much in all my life as I have this morning. I have been fat all my life, and people call me fat, so I don't take offence to it. But what we should get our mind over, the country's in a double-dip recession. Money is in short supply. If they pass this law, you'll get people taking their neighbours to court because they were called fat. Now, when they get taken to court, the first thing they apply for is legal aid. So I think instead of that, forget about making it a law, because the money they're going to use in legal aid would be better spent on hospitals. Now, that's what's wrong with the country. We've got too much of this health and safety. It's not so long ago that a boy in England drowned in a little swimming pool while two police officers stood by and they couldn't go in because health and safety. We have too many rules. We'll now be told what time we have to get up out of bed, what we have to eat for our breakfast.
So someone that's vulnerable and someone that's really sensitive, Jim, and they're being bullied because of their size, how would you protect them?
Well, are you talking about children?
Children or adults?
Well, let's put it this way. Adults should think better. So they should. Now, when I was at school, I got called Fatty. You know what the particular name was? Fatty Arbuckle. So it was. But I think...
Well, why is that acceptable?
Well, it's just something you grow up with. But I don't... If you're going to make it a law, you're actually making people stop and think, hold on, I can sue you for what you called me. I think it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Catherine?
You had people on there, the last part of your programme, about their benefits.
Catherine?
Sorry?
Catherine, are you there?
Yes, I am. Sorry, there was a bit of a breakup there.
That's okay.
I can see what your caller is saying. I can see absolutely what you're saying, but this is not the result. Most equality laws, people don't rush off to court and start suing each other. What happens is that there's people in a position of authority, like teachers and social workers, doctors, whatever, start to think twice before they start to abuse people. This is where it really starts to make a difference. And that's what I think is about the positive aspect of having a law. It's not about suing each other. It doesn't really happen. People don't sue each other. I mean, there's sexual harassment laws. Yes, that has gone a bit too far. But then again, why should there be sexual harassment in the workplace? Why should there? Why should anybody have to put up with that? Why should anybody have to put up with being called fat and ugly and disgraceful? And why should anybody feel as if they're compromised?
Okay.